Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Cicely Tyson lived a triumphant life, in large part through a gallery of unforgettable roles on television series, original movies, and miniseries. We'll celebrate Cicely Tyson's TV triumphs next. Also ahead, HBO Max finalized its Justice League event, Apple TV Plus's new studio base, our classic trivia question, and Up revisits Walker on the CW. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Verbal, also Amazon Music, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Thank you all for joining us on this Friday afternoon of January 2021, our last episode of both the week and the month. And today we are turning over most of this program to honoring one of the very special people ever to play roles in this medium, Cicely Tyson. We have a lot to share about her, and we want you to share about your thoughts of her with us. So go ahead and make a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. You can also post your thoughts through our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and you will find that at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. And once again, I want to say hello to all the people joining us on our brand-new podcast affiliate, Verbal. That's V-U-R-B-L. It's spelled or it's pronounced Verbal. And to those of you catching us there, we're delighted you're along for the ride, and we invite you to participate as well. Before we get to Cicely Tyson and our other features, let's do some news notes. HBO Max will premiere Zack Snyder's anticipated Justice League film March 18th. The presentation will offer Snyder's vision of the 2017 theatrical feature, which originally was overseen by Joss Whedon. Make that three new TV production facilities opening here in New York as 2021 proceeds. Coppin Astoria Studios, based in Queens, is leasing a new soundstage and production complex to Apple, dedicated to upcoming Apple TV Plus series. The space will take up more than 90,000 square feet, Apple TV, and already uses another portion of Coppin Astoria TV film portions to do portions of Dickinson. It's Peabody-winning Emily Dickinson's dramedy starring Haley Steinfeld. Over the next few months, two multi-stage studios will open in Brooklyn, one from Netflix and the other supervised by New York City authorities. Now some quickies. Popular comic strip and classic movie serial Buck Rogers, which ran for 2 years as an NBC series late 1970s starring Joe Girard and Aaron Gray, is under development as a miniseries with George Clooney's Smokehouse Pictures executive producing. A two-hour Discovery Plus special about convicted murderer Jodi Arias will debut February 12th. More Apple TV Plus news, We Crashed, the adaptation of Wondery's podcast series depicting the downfall of WeWork, will pair Academy Award winners Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto. And Disney Plus is moving forward with a remake of the hit movie Three Men and a Baby, starring Tom Selleck, starring in this case, Zac Efron, his first Disney presentation since High School Musical. Brockmire director Mo Ravel will direct this version. He's also set to direct Disney series pilot None of the Above. And that is news notes for today. Our tribute to Cicely Tyson will begin after these words from our fine sponsor, Audible.com. In case you haven't realized, Matthew McConaughey, a terrific actor, turned 50, and he is honoring his 50th birthday with an audiobook called Green Lights. It's a fascinating look at one of the most interesting actors around. And you can get it right now if you go for a trial subscription to Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker Tune Radio, etc. Remember, just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. And you can get one free audiobook, Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, or something else. Plus, you get health and wellness material, a one-month trial of the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And in case you don't know, if you're an Amazon Prime customer already, you can get two audiobooks for your trial of one. And one of those books can come from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's original audio material and podcasts, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. So why not make today or this weekend the time to finally hear how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. It makes a great gift any time of year for you or someone you love. Just go to audibletrial.com/televise. Here's a suggestion. Somebody should take it upon themselves, some organization should take it upon themselves, to create a Mount Rushmore-like structure devoted to the great actresses of television and film. You know, people like Katharine Hepburn, Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, Olivia de Havilland. And if somebody does take up that suggestion, here's another. Don't you dare build that Mount Rushmore without Cicely Tyson. Cicely Tyson, who passed away last night at the age of 96, was one of the most amazing actresses to ever grace any entertainment medium. And luckily for us, television was one of her great platforms to do what she wanted to do, to showcase women, empowering, inspiring women of color, something that she was dedicated to for her entire life as an actress. And that great life, that wonderful life that lasted 96 years, in terms of television, began the fall of 1963 when she became the first woman of color to co-star in a weekly drama series. That series was East Side, West Side. It was on CBS Monday night at 10 o'clock. It starred Oscar nominee George C. Scott, later Oscar winner. And it was all about social worker Neil Block, played by Scott, who did his work handling all sorts of cases in New York through a welfare agency called Community Service Agency, where Tyson served as an associate. It was just like Tyson, East Side, West Side was a groundbreaking program that tackled issues that had never been tackled before in a big way on television, from race discrimination to the homeless to drug addiction to political corruption to the state of schools, including gangs, and treating disabled people. And Tyson was in the thick of it. The show ran one season on CBS, in part because many Southern stations would not run the program, even though it had great reviews and was getting an audience all over the country. Why? Because Cicely Tyson was the co-star. They wouldn't give her a chance. And it's unfortunate because the show was an absolutely brilliant show from start to finish. East Side, West Side ended up being nominated for 8 Emmy Awards, including Best Program, Scott's Performance, Great Writing, and Great Directing, and also guest performances by James Earl Jones and Diana Sands in the acclaimed episode called Who Do You Kill? That actually was noted in the halls of Congress when it appeared in November of 1963. And in fact, the director, Tom Grise, who later went on to do a lot of great stuff from the Rat Patrol to win an Emmy Award himself for The Glass House, won his first Emmy Award for directing that episode of East Side, West Side. Personal note, I didn't see East Side, West Side growing up in the 1960s. I did see it when, for the first time in decades, episodes ran on Trio, a former cable network. And I want to thank Cicely Tyson for that, because it was Cicely Tyson who got Trio to not only run those episodes of East Side, West Side for the first time in decades, but she actually picked the episodes to be shown. And she appeared at a press conference to announce Trio's project. I'm so thrilled she did. I love East Side, West Side. It's one of the great groundbreaking shows of all time on television. And it's amazing to me that in this era of reboots, retreads, recycled, reimagined programs, that nobody's done East Side, West Side yet. Somebody should. It deserves another shot. We haven't had a series about social work since that program ended in the spring of 1964. From there, Tyson went on to do The Guiding Light, being one of the first women of color to be in a daytime drama, again a CBS program, one of the longest running in history. Did all sorts of guest shots on shows like Mission Impossible. And then in 1970, she got her huge break, the break of her lifetime, playing in the acclaimed movie Sounder, produced by Robert Radnitz, directed by Martin Ritt, and written by Oscar nominee Lonnie Elbe III. Shonda was a marvelous family drama, rated G, about a family growing up in the South. And one scene in particular will always go down to me as one of the great acting moments, poignant, brilliant, groundbreaking, ground-shattering of all time. And that is when Tyson, in her character, is on a rocking chair. Her husband has just gotten out of jail, and out of the corner of her eye, she sees her husband, played by Paul Winfield, walking down the lane, lame, with a crutch, trying to reach out to her. She immediately sees Nathan, her husband, yells his name out, and starts running, running down a lane, and is captured by the brilliant cinematographer John Alonzo. It was one of the most heartbreaking, heart-shattering, heart-enthralling moments you will ever see on a movie screen. And I was very lucky to see it. It still is one of the most incredible moments you'll ever see on a movie. It should have won her the Oscar for that year. She did get nominated, along with Winfield and the film, for Best Picture. She didn't win. In my humble opinion, she should have won for that scene alone. Absolutely amazing. And it told you that this was an actress who deeply was committed to elevating African-American women and women of color on the screen. 4 years later, in 1974, Tyson came back to television in one of the greatest made-for-TV movies ever, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. It had one of the greatest roles ever written ever for an actress. And Tyson fit the bill. What turned out to be a double Emmy performance. I'll talk about that in a second. And just like Sounder, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman had one of the great moments you'll ever see in television. When Tyson, playing Pittman, over 100 years old, goes to a fountain that used to be for white people only to use and takes her first sip of that fountain. It is a television-defining moment. That performance won her two Emmy Awards, one for Best Actress in a Miniseries or Movie, and a second for Actress of the Year in a Special. To this day, Cicely Tyson is still one of the few people to win two awards, Oscars, Emmys, etc., for the same role. An amazing achievement. And what we didn't know at the time was that this would be just the beginning of an incredible string of performances all in the TV medium. Let me read them to you. It's incredible. The groundbreaking miniseries Roots in 1977, which she won an Emmy nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Then she played Coretta Scott King to Paul Winfield's depiction of Martin Luther King in the miniseries King, written by Abby Mann. Again, an Emmy Award nomination for miniseries acting. And then in 1981, the Marva Collins story, again, a nomination for Best Actress. And then in 1986, Samaritan, the Mitch Snyder story. In 1989, the Oprah Winfrey-led miniseries, The Women of Brewster Place. In 1990, she turned her activity to cable with the TNT drama Heatwave. It won James Earl Jones an Emmy Award. It won her a Cable Ace Award. In 1994-95, she once again headlined a television series, Sweet Justice. In 1999, she won another Emmy Award, her third, for the acclaimed movie, The Oldest Living Confederate Widow Tells All. And before that, in 1996, The Road to Galveston. In 1997, Riot. In 1998-9, A Lesson Before Dying, another outstanding made-for-TV movie. Most of those, by the way, being made on cable networks. And that's another thing about Cicely Tyson. She didn't pick favorites. Wherever she could act a great role, she did. Broadcast, cable, etc. In 2013, Tyson made an appearance on Broadway in an unforgettable performance of the Horton Foote play, The Trip to Bountiful, the play that later was adapted in the movies with Geraldine Payne winning an Academy Award for that role. The following year, Lifetime did an adaptation on film of her Tony-winning performance, and it was extraordinary. We featured it on Tomorrow Will Be Televised when we were simulcasting our show on Brooklyn Independent Media. We were groundbreaking at the time, being the first internet-produced program or podcast to be simulcast live on local television. I believe the episode where we had that clip from Lifetime's Trip to Bountiful is playing on YouTube. And we should point out that that performance also won an Emmy nomination for Tyson. In recent years, she was a supporting actress in a recurring role on the popular ABC series How to Get Away with Murder. She was recruited by Shonda Rhimes to do that role, where she plays the mother of the star, Viola Davis. Their moments together were magical. So magical that Tyson received five, count them, five supporting actress Emmy nominations for guest performances on that one show. And in the meantime, she would do other programs in guest shots right up to last year, where Ava DuVernay, the brilliant filmmaker, had her on her latest creation for the Oprah Winfrey Network, Cherish the Day, which will come back, by the way, for a new season later this year. A few minutes ago, I saw the interview that Gayle King of CBS This Morning did with Tyson 3 days ago here in New York in a church in Harlem. And as she herself pointed out after the clip of that interview, this was not some doddering fool at age 96 that was facing the cameras and facing her. This was somebody who had all her thoughts together. She spoke clearly. She spoke great. She looked fantastic. And it was really amazing that even in that interview, she gave us revelations she never had given before in public, including why she made the decision to turn her acting into a platform for bringing out the best in women, especially African-American women. It really was tremendous. And there's no doubt in my mind that it was a great coda to Tyson's brilliant work in television, in film, and stage. I mean, you count all these achievements up, and you can't say enough about all these roles and many, many more that she did. She never had a bad role. Like those other acts I mentioned, Olivia de Havilland, Katharine Hepburn, Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, the majority of her roles were just sensational. They were memorable. You left that TV screen, you left that movie house stunned by what Tyson did on that screen. I'm very clear that Tyson lived a complete life. And all the great tributes that have come out over the last 24 hours suggest that too. Tyler Perry, for example, I think brilliantly put it by saying, and I'm paraphrasing him, that Cicely, you did everything you were put on this earth to do. Everything. Something else, too, I want to say about before moving on is that Tyson was able to work with many of the stars she worked with on East Side, West Side, and in movies like Sounder. She worked again with Paul Winfield. She worked again with James Earl Jones. She worked with so many people, and she was an inspiration to so many people who became actresses or actors because of what she did and how she broke the mold. In addition to her work, which, believe it or not, has already stood the test of time, and certainly will to future generations, I think her biggest legacy is all the wonderful actresses and actors of color who are now involved in this medium or will be involved. All those actors and actors of color who now have their own production companies, their program development deals with everyone from Netflix to NBC Universal, who formed their own enterprises like Tyler Perry and Byron Allen. They are where they are in television, in good part because Cicely Tyson was there first. And because Cicely Tyson carried out right to the finish her mandate of depicting people to respect, to cherish, to inspire, to empower, and to live beyond the television screen. or the movie screen. I wish I could have met Cicely Tyson, especially last year when she won the Peabody Award for Lifetime Achievement. Unfortunately, that was the year, because of the pandemic, the Peabody's, which would have been in Los Angeles, and before that was in New York for a number of years, in a public ceremony, did not happen. It happened virtually. And I'm so thrilled that she got that Peabody, which she earned over and over and over again in her work. And I'm happy to say that this Sunday night, Turner Classic Movies will replay Sounder as part of a doubleheader devoted to Tyson's work. Sounder will be on at 8 o'clock where every family around can see it, and I hope that you do, whether you have a family or not. And it's followed by another film that she made in the late 1960s with Sammy Davis Jr. called A Man Called Adam. I had the chance to see this film on Turner Classic Movies last year. I had never seen it before. It's I think, one of Sammy Davis Jr.'s best performances on film, and Cicely Tyson also gives you another great performance playing his girlfriend. It's a terrific movie. If you love jazz, by the way, you'll see some wonderful jazz talents in that film and in the soundtrack. I'd love to see YouTube or somebody take all those performances and make them available now. Let's have a Cicely Tyson TV festival. Our generation can revel in what others have before us. An actress always at the peak of her powers. An actress who did live a triumphant, complete life. You don't get better lives than that lived right up to the end last night by Cicely Tyson. I'd love to hear from you. Bring your thoughts to the table. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. I should point out that in addition to Cicely Tyson passing, that over the last 48 hours, two more wonderful talents also passed on that we should remember. One is the great actress Cloris Leachman, who was right there at the start of the medium, gave a lot of great performances and guest roles on all sorts of television shows, anthology series in the 1950s and 60s, then had her great star turn on film in The Last Picture Show in 1971, winning the Oscar that year for Best Supporting Actress, and then showing a whole different side of her, a comedy side of her, on The Mary Tyler Moore Show as that iconic, irascible, neurotic landlord, Phyllis, later getting her own spinoff series on CBS for two seasons. Incidentally, you can now see episodes of Phyllis on YouTube. Thank you, YouTube, for making that possible. And Leachman, like Tyson, kept working right to the very end at the age of 94. Terrific actress. Versatile, talented, superhuman being. Also involved with other television series as well, including Raising Hope, done by Greg Garcia, who was on our program a long time ago. And like I said, was a just marvelous actress. And people who knew her, particularly in her golden years, will tell you that she was, even at that time, the life of the party, always stretching the bounds in a great way, always having a laugh and a lot of fun, and just one great talent. The other terrific talent that passed on is one of particular note here in New York. I wish we could bring back the great era of children's show hosts of the 1950s and 60s, when every major market, New York, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, Boston, had great children's show hosts, many of whom were some of the most inventive people working in television. And one of the best was right here in New York, Sonny Fox. Sonny also had a network career. He was the original host of the $64,000 Challenge, the spinoff of the $64,000 Question. He did a show on CBS for 3 years called Let's Take a Trip, taking two children all over the United States some of the great landmarks, great cultures of American society then and now. And in the late 1950s, Sonny Fox was hired by WNEW-TV, the independent television station owned by Metromedia, to do a four-hour television show called Wonderama with a live audience of kids. And in short order, Sonny Fox became a kid's best friend because when he did Wonderama, and let me make this very clear, this was 4 hours every Sunday morning. And by the way, the show was not only presented live in New York, it was also taped and bicycled to Metromedia stations in Washington, D.C., Kansas City, Los Angeles, etc. Sonny Fox had the great gift of getting a connection with kids and treating them with tremendous respect and tremendous loyalty. And he made them the stars of the program. He brought celebrities on from all walks of life, including the late Senator Robert Kennedy. He brought on experts. He did all sorts of games. He treated them to segments taped all over New York City. And whatever he did, it was always for the benefit of children. And there are adults today who still remember being in that audience when Sonny Fox was around from the late 1950s to 1967. And for many of those years, not only did Sonny Fox do Wonderama, he also did another show on Saturday mornings called Just for Fun. Remember the blue team and the gold team? They'd be divided up every episode doing all sorts of stunts and games for prizes. And again, this was a 2.5-3 hour show every Saturday at morning and early afternoon on WNEW-TV. Think about this. Sonny Fox did 7.5 to 8 hours a weekend of programming. And the moments were priceless. And he had a great time doing it. And so did everybody, every child who was in that audience or in those competitions on WNEW-TV. It was magical television and part of a magical era that will never be, unfortunately, duplicated again. You wish it was. Those were the days. Oh, trust me. Sonny Fox went on to do everything from lead children's programming in the 70s at NBC to creating the golden age of television specials for PBS in the 1980s, producing other shows, including being the original producer of Tom Snyder's late night show Tomorrow, 1 a.m. in the mornings, Eastern Time, on NBC for the first year. And he also made many appearances later in life, too, that were enjoyable right to the hilt. One thing I didn't know about Sonny Fox, and it really is amazing, it blew my mind when I learned in a TV interview that I saw on YouTube, was that in the 1940s, Sonny Fox was a soldier in World War II, and he was a prisoner of war for 3 months. It was harrowing. And it's amazing to me that Sonny Fox, after that experience, had the career he did in television. But he did, and he made it count all the way. Sonny Fox passed away on Sunday at the age of 95 in Los Angeles. What a talent. What a great, great talent. When we come back, our classic trivia question of the week, and in our up segment, another peek at Walker on the CW. But right now, we'll pause for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and TuneIn.com. Together, we reach over 50 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, check out the Unconcealed Talk Show. It's a show with all sorts of subjects and all sorts of great talk in store for you. That's the Unconcealed Talk Show. Real and get real with it. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, the best of BTR is always available to you 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of our special Cicely Tyson tribute episode of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Friday afternoon, the 29th of January, 2021. Simon Appbaum with you live from Nueva York, 24 degrees at the top of the hour. It's bright, it's sunny, and it is cold. And we do want to hear from you. We want to get your thoughts on Cicely Tyson, or for that matter, Cloris Leachman, or paying tribute to Sonny Fox. Any one of the three will do and be greatly appreciated. So give us a call in our many minutes, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. While we wait, time for our classic trivia question of the week. We're still waiting for an answer to that question that we posed for the first time this past Monday, the first of our three episodes we did this week. And if you're first with the correct answer, we have four prizes in store for you. We have from Telaria, the Clutch Plus Money Card Clip. We have the Blu-ray DVD of Crazy Stupid Love, the popular movie with Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, and a cast of thousands. We have from David C. Tice, the book The Genius Box, How the Idiot Box Got Smart and is Changing the Television Business. David Tice from Hub Entertainment Research was on our show late last year. And also, The Sopranos book, recently distributed in Amazon and other places, off the back of a truck. Here's the question. Complete the name of this character from the original version of The Equalizer in 1985 on CBS. Mickey blank. Complete the name of this co-starring character from The Equalizer. Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, blank. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win all four of those prizes. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning, if we need to throughout the weekend, both on Facebook, on my Simon Applebaum page, and on Twitter, at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. So let's play in. Let's get a winner. We are still waiting for our first winner of 2021. And that winner could be you, but again, as we always say, you got to play in for the win. So do so, and all the very best. And now it's time for Up as an update, where we catch up on guests and topics we had in this program. 1 week ago, one of our guests was Anna Frick, the executive producer and developer of Walker, the Walker Texas Ranger reboot that premiered the night before on the CW. And when it did, it had the highest opening audience in recent CW history. The first in several years, 2.4 million viewers. Well, episode 2 was on last night on the CW, and it did pretty good. How good? 2.1 million viewers. In other words, 86% of the viewership that saw the premiere episode a week ago, Thursday, stayed for episode number 2. And also, I might add that Legacies, the spinoff series that premiered also last week, they gained audience, as a matter of fact, a little audience from the second episode of Walker this past Thursday night. If you want to check out that episode with Anna Frick of Walker, go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You also check it out at iTunes, Apple TV, Speaker Podcast, Amazon Music, and of course at iHeartRadio.com and the iRadio Podcast Network, and at our new podcast site, and that's Vrbl, VURBL.com, VURBL, Vrbl.com. Oh, and incidentally, if you want to hear that episode we did back in 2014 about the Trip to Bountiful, the Lifetime movie special that had that Tony-winning performance by Cicely Tyson, you can hear it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and I believe YouTube, they still have the video of that episode that we did on their site. So do check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. And you will hear, by the way, a clip from Cicely Tyson's performance in The Trip to Bountiful, which she did on Broadway and then recreated on Lifetime. She won Emmy nomination for that role, won the Tony Award, and incidentally, she is still the oldest living person or oldest person ever to win the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Dramatic Role or Best Actress in a Play. Going to give you a few more minutes, so if you'd like to take part, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. I hope you've enjoyed our three episodes that we did this week to wrap up January. And we've got two more great ones coming your way next week. Coming up on Monday, 1st of February, we'll have, off the bat, the executive producer and showrunner of Netflix's first big scripted series of the month, Firefly Lane, based on the best-selling book. Her name is Maggie Friedman, and I think you'll enjoy hearing from her. And then we will have the executive producer of a new animated series running on Sci-Fi's late-night animation block. It's called Devil May Care. Her name is Amanda Miller, and in a few weeks, she might become an Oscar nominee for an animated short that came out last year. Amanda Miller will be with us to talk about both projects. That's Maggie Friedman from Firefly Lane on Netflix, followed by Amanda Miller of the new Sci-Fi animated series Devil May Care, part of their late-night animation block. And then next Friday on Swabby Televised, we'll have the founder of a very interesting pro league called American Sevens Football. It's a league where it's 7-on-7 pro football, and the players play without pads and other protective gear. Well, American Sevens is going to be 32 teams this spring, and it's going to be playing on more television stations or more television places than ever before. We'll talk to the founder of American Sevens Football, Senior Korkousis. And then you'll meet a top unscripted producer named Abby Greenspaller. We've had her on the show before. She, for the last 2 years, has run her own production company, Every Woman Studios, and now she's trying to encourage more women to do unscripted television. Abby Greenspaller will be with us. That's next Friday, 1 week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. And finally, a week from Monday, on February 8th, we will have that interview that we promised on Wednesday, the Senior Vice President of Peloton, Karina Kogan. Peloton is leading the way in what may be one of the big new trends of television this year, interactive fitness services that you can watch and participate on your TV set. Karina was supposed to be with us on Wednesday. Unfortunately, she was involved in a Peloton board meeting that ran overtime, but we've rescheduled her for a week from Monday, February 8th. So I hope you join us then. Okay? All right, that's next week. And the following Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, our regular time right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So that's what's coming up next week. Once again, I want to thank all of our guests who have been with us this week. And I want to thank all of you for listening to our special tribute to one brilliant, brilliant, shining star of TV and film, Cicely Tyson. We send our condolences along with the rest of Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker and Tune Radio and all of our podcast affiliates to Tyson's family and the many, many people and colleagues who worked with her throughout her incredible career. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And, of course, check out our podcast. You can hear it 24/7 at iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, and now Verbal at Verbal, V-U-R-B-L.com. It's Verbal, V-U-R-B-L.com. And remember, we love hearing from you. What do you think about Cicely Tyson, Cloris Leachman, and Sonny Fox, and Larry King? Incredible TV icons, one and all. And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? We would love to hear from you. So take the time to communicate with us. We really appreciate it, and I do respond to your communication however you send it within 24 hours. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget to enclose your name, where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. One more time, let's give you that question. Complete the name of this co-starring character from The Equalizer, Nikki Blank. And you can also use that email to participate in our ongoing segment, A Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like that deserves attention and doesn't get it? Well, we want to give it the attention. And if you let us know and we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. However you communicate with us, we respond, because if we like to say around here, what you say matters. And one more time, if you want to see Cicely Tyson and her very, very best on film, check out Turner Classic Movies this Sunday night with their doubleheader from 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern and Pacific Time. It's Sounder with her Oscar-nominated performance, followed by A Man Called Adam co-starring Sammy Davis Jr. For more details about the tribute and much, much more, you can go online at tcm.com. That's tcm.com. Best here are those of the participants, honestly those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For one or two free audiobooks, too if you're an Amazon Prime customer. Health and wellness information, 1 month trial, and much more. It's audibletrial.com/televised. It makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you very much for your listening. Have a great rest of your Friday and your weekend. Make it as marvelous as possible. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, the iRadio Podcast Network, and Verbal. Whatever you're up to between now and Monday, please make it as safe as possible. Make it great. And remember, let's lift this pandemic. We will, now and forever. And Cecily Tyson, may you rest in peace, and may you always, always, always be remembered by everyone who had the opportunity to see you act at your greatest. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.